Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. I'm your host, Michelle G. I'm coming on tonight. Tonight is just going to be a brief pop-on show. I usually take the first or the last week off of a month that has like 5 weeks in it, so I wasn't here last week. And the week before that is part of the reason why I'm having this show. I've been going through a little bit of a transition, and I finally made the decision that needed to be made. The show entitled the title tonight is Closing a Chapter in This Book Called Life. We all are living this book called life. Now, what the title of your book is different from the title of mine. My book is Michelle Gerald, Book of Life. And whatever your name is, I would give that would be your book of life. And in that book, there are many different chapters. There's a chapter about motherhood. There's chapters about fatherhood. There's chapters about, you know, relationships, careers. There's different chapters in those books. All the chapters that are in my book may not be the chapters that are in your book, but we all have different chapters that end and then start over again with something else. The chapter called relationship may have some amendments to it. Some other chapters that come later on in the book, relationships part two, relationships part three, whatever the case may be, I'm going to talk about closing a chapter in this book called life. Like I said last month, I was going through a transition. Now, this transition was something that, first of all, I prayed for. So that's one thing I want to touch on briefly. And then God answered, and then actually taking the steps to actually make the transition. In the beginning of the year, I prayed a specific prayer, and I asked God, and I gave a timeline. I said, God, in 6 months, I want to be transitioning out of this place. And that would put it at June, the 6 months. So around the end of May, some things transpired, and I began to move forward. By the middle of June, the opportunity arose to where I can completely transition the 6 months. I asked God, and he answered. The point I want to make with that is when you pray, it's okay to be specific about what you want. And also, know what you're asking for. Make sure that what you're asking for, you're prepared for it when God answers. Now, he doesn't always answer the way that you want him to answer. But remember, God knows what's best for us. He knows better what we know what we want. And I say this all the time. We know what we want, but God knows what we need. So I prayed the prayer. God answered the prayer. He began to maneuver. He began to move people. He began to use people to open up certain doors for me so that I will be able to walk into this transition, walk into this, what I had prayed for. Now, the door that I'm closing, for 12 years, I've worked for Horry County Schools in the Special Education Department. In between those 12 years, I started out at one position, and in those 12 years was promoted to another position. Now, my heart is for the children, and I have a special heart for children that have special needs or may have some difficulties. That tugs at my heart. But I had gotten to a point in my life, and I'm at a point in my life, that I needed to alleviate some stress. The job that I held was as behavioral lead for Horry County Schools. That job has a lot of pressure that comes behind it, and it wasn't that I wasn't capable of doing the job. I'm well capable of doing it, and I have done the job for the years that I've been in that position, but it also comes with a lot of stress. The job that I had was physically, emotionally, and just it was just draining some at times, and mentally draining at times. And it added a lot of stress. And what I'm trying to get you to understand is there's times in your life where you have to make those tough decisions. And you have to choose your peace over anything else. And sometimes we stay in job positions because of the money, the pay is good. So we put up with all kinds of different stress and different problems and different issues that we have to go through only because the money is good. What I've come to realize is there's no price that can be put on my peace. My peace of mind, being stressless. There's no price to be put on that. How much does your peace cost? Think about that. The answer should be there is no amount of money that is worth your peace. So what I decided to do, I decided to turn in my resignation to Horry County Schools. And when the school year begins in a couple of weeks, I will not be returning. I didn't think that it was going to be as emotional as it was for me. That day was very emotional for me. And then I realized later on why it was emotional. Because I was literally closing a chapter in my life, in my book called Life, that I have lived for 12 years. And I was walking into and moving forward into a chapter of, yes, new beginnings, a new career, but a new opportunity of things, of unknowns. It's kind of scary because you don't know, okay, am I making the right decision? Once I turn in this paper, this is it. But I realized, and what really confirmed it for me was when I thought back on the time leading up to the end of this past school year. Toward the end of the school year, I remember a day in particular in May. I was sitting in my office, and all of a sudden, my chest tightened up. I couldn't move. I couldn't speak. For a matter of about 5 minutes, but it seemed like it was almost 20, 30 minutes I was in that condition. And I recognized what that was because years ago I used to have panic attacks. And it was a panic attack I was having in my office from just the stress of what I was under at that job. Again, there's no price that can be put on your peace. No price to be put on a peace of mind to where you can go to work, and when you leave work, you can leave that stress there. In the beginning, I could do that, but it had gotten to the point where I could no longer, when I walked out of those doors, leave it behind. I brought it home with me. My son even told me, Mama, you need to get another job, because he saw the effect it was having on me. So I had to make this choice. I had to make this decision. And in doing that, going through my transitioning period and transitioning into this new place that I've transitioned to, I took a little time. I didn't do a show because I wanted to make sure, okay, Shell, once you decide to accept the position that you are now offered and you decided, make sure this is what you want. So I took some time. But I'm here tonight to tell you there's nothing wrong with taking care of yourself. Closing something, ending something, letting something go, it does involve emotions, but sometimes it's what it takes in order for you to move on to something else. It's what it takes in order for you to open, to be ready to receive what it is that God has waiting for you and has been, and it's been waiting there for you for the whole time. But he couldn't give it to you because you refused to close that chapter. You refuse to walk away. You refuse to let it go. And I think that the thing of what bothers us the most about closing a chapter, walking away from something, letting something go, is because we think of it as just being the end. But the beauty about ending one thing, because it is, you're ending something, yes, but the beauty about ending one thing is that it's the beginning of something else. The beauty about, or the beauty of walking away from something is that now you can walk toward something new. And when you have to give up something, you make room for something new to replace it. You make room for that new door to open. You make room to receive that blessing that God has been waiting to give to you but could not because you were too busy holding on because you were afraid to let go. You were afraid to walk away. You were afraid to end or close that chapter, end that chapter so that you begin, you can begin to write your next chapter in your book called Life. I think that this was the best decision I've made in a very long time. Is it different? Yes. But it was necessary. Because when I think about the stress I was under, and when it began to grip my heart, stress leads to cancer. Stress leads to high blood pressure. Stress leads to all different kinds of things. And if I begin to not think about myself in this point, I begin to think about my son. The closest, the one thing that's in my heart that just, that means the world to me is my son. And if I'm not here, who's going to take care of him? Who's going to be there for him? Nobody can take care of him like mama does. And I begin to think about that, and I was like, okay, Cher, weigh this out. You're carrying all this burden. You're carrying all this baggage from this job. You come home, you're thinking about, okay. And it got to a point where when I got ready to go to work, driving to work, it was like my head was in between two, I don't know the term for it, but like it was in between a vice, and the person was just screwing it tighter and tighter. So it was like almost like it was going to explode. That's no way to live. Especially not for a dollar. Closing a chapter in this book called Life. Now, whatever chapter, we're gonna move from the chapter that I closed, and we're gonna talk about other chapters. What about that relationship chapter? Being in a relationship that you know it's not right, you know isn't for you, but yet you're still holding on because you're afraid to walk away from it. You're afraid to end it. You're afraid of being alone for the rest of your life. You're afraid all these things are attached to that one relationship. And you know you need to end it. You know you need to close the door on it, but you're just so afraid that you can't. Well, you won't. Is it doing you, is it serving a purpose? Is it, are you growing from it? Because if you're miserable, then why are you still holding on? Are you afraid? Yeah, you're going to be alone. You may be alone for a minute, but just because you're alone for a minute while you heal from ending that relationship that should have been ended years ago, God's healing, God can heal you and prepare you for who he truly has for you, not who we settled or who you settled for. So that's a chapter that some of you who may be listening may need to close in your book called Life. You may need to close a chapter on a career like I did, because now I'm open to receive what it is that God has for me, where it is that God wants to take me, because I'm not stressing with this and to where I can't focus. I'm open to receive. So if it may not be a career, it may not be a relationship chapter that you need to close. Maybe it's a chapter on a chapter that involves you personally. And how does that factor in? What kind of chapter could be about you? It could be a chapter of learning how to embrace all of you, learning how to love all of you, not closing the chapter on that, but being able to start that chapter. And the way you can start that chapter is closing the chapter on doubt, closing the chapter on low self-esteem, closing and ending the chapter on the I am not enough chapter, closing and ending the chapter on being a victim instead of being victorious. And once you close those chapters in this book called Life, then you can begin that chapter on self-love, that chapter on loving every curve, every wrinkle, every freckle on your face, every curve, every dimple in your body. Then you can start that chapter of looking in the mirror and say, girl, you working it. Girl, you did that. And being and actually meaning the words that you're saying out of your mouth. But you can't start that next chapter until you close this one. And I wanted to do this show tonight because over my almost 46 years, I've closed a lot of chapters. It's becoming a little bit easier for me now. But honestly, over the years, that was one of the, and I talk about it because it was my life. I know how hard it is to walk away from a relationship. I know how hard it is to see myself as being whole. I know what it's like to now see myself as being beautiful. All because I closed those other chapters. And it was not easy. That has been one of the hardest things for me to do, is to let go, is to close that chapter, is to walk away. It has been one of the hardest things I've had to do, but I've learned how to do it. And I'm better for it. Yes, those things are ending. But an end is just the play. An end is just the beginning of something else. An end is also a beginning. And when you take that mindset, there's no limit to where you can go. There's no limit to what you can achieve. I don't believe that you can go through life and never have to end anything. That's not realistic. It's life. Things end. But remember, the end is also the beginning. And as I talk about this, I'm just excited about what's to come. Do I know everything that I'm getting ready to begin? No. Is it a little scary? Yes. But I know it's a beginning. I know I'm starting. I know I'm moving. because I've taken the necessary steps to end. And because I took the necessary steps to end, I can now begin again. And I hope that makes sense, because I think that's part of our hang up is the ending part. And we hold on constantly to the ending part. Well, that relationship ended, and why did it end? And why did I have to let it go? Or why did it not work? And you know what? Why did I have to walk away from that career? I loved what I was doing. Why did it have to end? And we focus so much and hold on so much to why it ended. Why did I have to let it go? Why did it end? And we focus so much on that, that we don't recognize, hey, I've started this. I'm moving forward in this. Now I'm available to begin this. And I think the one thing that I want to express tonight, and I'm not going to be on here long, this is going to be, I'm going to end in a few minutes. I think I just want you to think about a few points that I brought out tonight. If you are in a situation, whether it be a career, whether it be a relationship, whether it just be your state of being, whether it be not just a relationship between a man and a woman, if it's a friendship relationship, if you're in a position or you're in a place where you are stressed, where you can't find rest, you can't let certain things go because it's on you all the time, then you have no peace. What price do you put on your peace? How much is your peace worth? Is it worth walking away from this big dollar amount, maybe taking a pay cut, but you have peace? Is it worth being by yourself to learn yourself and to heal and to learn to embrace you for a month or maybe even a year, however long God has you in that alone time? What price do you put on that? You may not have someone that's next to you that's not right for you, that you're just holding on to because you just want to have somebody, but you have peace. For me, there's no price. My peace can't be bought. And that's one of the things I want you to understand. And another thing I want you to grasp onto and just hold on to it, don't be afraid to walk away. Don't be afraid to let go, to give up something. Don't be afraid to end, to close a chapter that needs to be closed. Don't be afraid, because the end is more than just an end. The end is also a beginning. And if you change your mindset and look at it that way, not saying that ending would be easier. It's never easy to walk away. It's not easy to end something or to let something go. It's not easy. But it's necessary sometimes for your peace. And I say this all the time because I'm in a place right now where I'm growing. I'm growing in all areas of my life. I'm growing in maturity. I'm growing and maturing. I'm growing in different areas in my life. My mindset has changed and is growing in another direction. And I say this all the time, and I will continue to say it. There is no change without growth. It's not always easy. It's not comfortable, but it is necessary. in order to grow, in order to move forward, in order to move from where you are to somewhere you have to grow. But that takes change. And that change comes in when you have to close a chapter, when you have to walk away, when you have to give something up, when you have to let something go. Closing a chapter in this book called Life is just like reading a book. Can you get to the end of the book if you stay on that one chapter? If you stay on chapter one, will you ever get to the end? No. You'll never find out what happens at the end of the book, or you'll never learn what it is that the book is teaching you because you stay on chapter one. It's the same thing with life. You can't grow. You can't find out how your book of life ends if you stay in that one chapter. You got to flip the page. You got to continue to flip the pages. Continue to flip the pages. Continue to write. Continue to let you know, add your contribution with your pen writing in this book called Life. But understand, you are not the only author of your book. You are not the author of your book. God is the author. And he just is gracious enough. And he's merciful enough to allow us to take the pen every now and again and write a little bit in our book called Life. But he is the author and the finisher. He is our beginning. He's chapter one, and he's the ending chapter. I didn't give the ending chapter number because I don't know what that ending chapter number would be. But he is the author. So when he does allow you to remember, when he does allow you and give you the privilege of handing you the pen so that you can write a little in your book called Life, never forget who you are and whose you are. Because you can write a little, but then remember when you have to let that pen go and let God do the writing. And those are the times that you have to trust him, trust his process, and let him guide you so that he can get you to your end, to your expected end, the one that he has preordained and predestined for you. And see, that's what I did when I closed this chapter, this 12-year chapter in my life. It was more than just me closing the chapter. It was more than me just ending that career to begin another journey, to start another chapter. It was more than that. I'm letting God orchestrate. I'm letting God take me through my process. Right now, God is writing this next chapter. This next chapter is going to be filled with directions. It's going to be filled with instructions. It's going to be filled with the blueprint, strategy, to get me to my next chapter. It's going to be filled with all those things to get me to my next chapter, which brings me a chapter closer to my expected end. I hope y'all hearing me. And I hope y'all understand and get this. It wasn't just me ending my career in special education. And don't get me wrong, I know that I will always be tied to special education and in different areas, and I will contribute in every way that I can because it holds a special place in my heart, and I know that, but it's not my career now. And it's more than that for me. And oftentimes when we really look at it, it's more than that for us. When we have to close a chapter in our books called Life. In this book, in this Michelle Gerald book called Life, when I look back at all the chapters I've had to close in 46 years, they've all been about more than just that one thing. And the difference in how I closed chapters in the past and how I close them now is that I learn to take the lessons that I've learned and the experiences I've learned from those chapters and take what I need to take from them to move on. And I've learned how to put my pen down when my time of writing is done, to put my pen down and let God be the author and let him finish writing. Let him write my next move. Those are the times that I'm going through my process. Those are the times when he's processing and transitioning me to my next chapter. Or transitioning me, he's writing the beginning of the chapter, and then all throughout that chapter, I live it out, what he's written for me. And some of these chapters are scary. Some of these chapters are, you know, because it's unknown things in there. And some of the chapters, you know, it's just like reading the book. You're reading the chapter. The only thing is the pages are not always written all at once. That whole chapter may not be written all at one time, so it may be written as you go along. As you learn to turn the page on that one page, then the other page is being written. And that part can be a little scary. But remember, he did not give us the spirit of fear. And as we learn to trust God, trust our process, as he writes our book of life, turning those pages become a little bit easier. And then you begin to get excited. Because although I had an emotional time last week when I had to close this chapter finally, and I got a little emotional about it, I'm excited now. I'm excited about watching and reading the pages that God is writing for me. I'm excited about reading the instructions. I'm excited about reading and looking at the page, flipping that page. You know, how people lick their finger a little bit and then flip that page? I'm ready and excited about flipping that page and seeing my blueprint. Okay, I go here, I go here, I go here. Seeing the blueprint of everything he's building in this chapter of my life, because I'm trusting him. I'm not trusting or leaning on my fear, which causes me to doubt. That's not trust. When you lean on and think about fear, then that's doubting. I'm not doing that. What I'm doing is trusting in God and my process, letting him take his wonderful pen and write out my story. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't want this to be confusing for any of you, because we already know that God already knows how everything is going to be planned out in our life, how everything is going to work out, because he knows our ending already. I'm just using this to illustrate that this is how it goes sometimes as he's writing. Because, you know, even though he knows our end and he knows what we, you know, what we have to do and where he has to take us and what he has to take us through to get us to our end, we don't know our end. And he can't always trust us with everything at one time. Because if he wrote my whole book of life out, gave me and let me see my whole book of life now, there's no way that I would not mess that up. That's why I use the illustration in what I'm saying so that you can get the mental image. He already knows. He already knows where he got to take us, what he got to take us through to get us to our expected end. He's only writing it out and doing the blueprint and the strategy step by step and page by page for our benefit. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for even in that, being mindful that with our finite minds, that we can't handle all of it at one time. So he takes his time, because he is time. He takes his time, and he writes it out slowly for us. in this book called life. So as you begin to think about everything that I've said tonight and everything, I pray that what I've said has encouraged your heart, because I believe that that everything I go through, and you've heard me say this before, none of it is about me. It never has been about me. It never will be about me, but it's all that God gets the glory, and that there's going to be someone along the way on my path through my process that I have to come in contact with, that I will be able to witness to or to talk to or say, you know what, God brought me through this. If he did it for me, then he can do it for you. So with that being said, I pray that by me being transparent with the chapter I just closed in my life and how I related it to what I'm now headed into, and we related to spiritual things, that it was a blessing and a help for someone, and that it inspires you and encourages you and gives you that encouragement, that last little boost that you need to be able to end that thing that needs to be ended. Close that chapter. Walk away from that situation, from that circumstance. Let go of that mindset that's keeping you stuck and stagnated in the place that you are because you can't get over that mindset. Letting go. I hope that what I've said tonight has encouraged someone and inspired someone to finally close that chapter that needs to be closed in your book of life. And you know what book that is. You know what chapter that is that needs to be closed. Be okay with putting down your pen and letting God do what only God can do, so that he can get you to your expected end. Because there's an expected end for you that was preordained and predestined for you, and is there. But you got to be willing to go through your process to get there. Live out your chapters. But when it's time to flip that page to end that one chapter and begin the next, remember that end is not just an end. It's the beginning as well. So when it's time, you'll be able to flip that page and go to the next chapter. I thank you all for always understanding when I go through transitions or when I have to take a moment and gather my thoughts, gather my feelings, see where I am and see where God wants me to be. Because although I'm on the air and I am a radio host, there's so many other hats that I wear. And one of those hats is deeply rooted and involved in my relationship with God. And I've said it, and I'll continue to say it, if I can't give you my 100, then I don't get on the air. But the one thing I can say about the Be Inspired with Michelle G fans and listeners, you guys are always there to listen. When I do get back on, when I come back on, you're always there. You're still there supporting. And that for me is, it means so much. Words can't express how much that means to me. So I thank you for your dedication. I thank you for your support. I thank you for allowing me to be me. And I think that that's the most important part, and the part that just makes me so appreciative of this platform that I have, because this platform and my listeners allow me to be me. Allow me to come on the air and say, hey, you know what? I was going through a moment. I had a moment. Had to take a break. This platform and the listeners allow me to say, you know what? I messed something up. So let me tell you what I messed up, and this is what I learned from that. This platform allows me to be transparent and to share bits and pieces of my life outside of radio hosts. It allows me to share parts of my life that you may never see because you only hear and see Michelle G from the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show radio host. So thank you for allowing me to be transparent and to share with you what I learned from my processing through my steps that I'm going through. Thank you. And I believe that that's one of the biggest reasons why I love this platform, because I can be me. No apologies, no excuses. I can be Michelle Gerald, Michelle G. I can be Elder Gerald if the Lord leads me. I can be Mommy, Mom. I can be Michelle Gerald, the aromatherapist. I can be all those things on this platform, because I can talk about all those areas, and you all allow me to. So I thank you. I thank you. And as I close out tonight, I just want to say be on the lookout, because I do, in my downtime when I'm not on the air, I'm not working. I'm always working on something. And I have a T-shirt line that has come out that is going to have some other things added to it, but it's the Inspired Tees by Michelle G. And I have a couple of designs out, and there are quite a few others that will be coming out soon. And you can find those on my regular page, Michelle Gerald. And also I have some other things that are coming up within the next few months. Before 2018 ends, a lot of things are going to be coming out that I know are going to be coming out now for sure, because I did close that chapter, and it's given me the space to begin these new things. So be on the lookout. I'll keep you guys posted. And join me next week. There won't be a guest, but I'm going to share from my heart what God allows me to share. And you know what? Next week's show may end up being totally different. I may be sharing and have a couple of people pop on and have some live discussion, however God leads me. But I do want to say thank you again. And remember, it's okay to end, because an end is also a beginning. Close that chapter so you can move forward, so you can get where God has intended for you to go, and you can have and live the life that he has intended and predestined for you to live. Thank you all for joining me for another episode of the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. I love you all for being supportive, for being there, and for tuning in. Thank you. And join me next week for another episode of the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show, where I share more from me and whatever it is that God gives me to share. I love you all. Thank you again. And as I always say, good night and be blessed.